I want to get into this. I'm excited what God is about to do. I'm excited where we're about to go. I want to do something real quick because that's what we do here. We honor. So I'm going to have Larry, Mark, Lou, and Crystal come up here. Please and thank you. And if you don't know these people, you want to get to know them. They're great people. And they're people that are wild, and they're people that are have great thoughts and abilities. And we are thankful for these kind of people in our lives and in our church. But these four people were the four people who built this mountain for me. And so I wanted to honor them for what they have done. It's not about them. It really isn't. It's about him. And what I told them from the beginning of this, that whatever we're doing here, you are preaching a sermon, a visual sermon yourself. By what you're doing, it is going to help preach a sermon. And so, super excited about it. They come together. They are all strong-willed in their own area. Just saying. But what happens is a supernatural thing. When you come together and you say, you know, God, we're going to do this. We have no idea how we're going to do this, but we're going to do this. And we put a tarp over this whole thing, and they had those lights, and that's it. They literally built this mountain in the dark. I'm not even playing. And it took as long as when we started to do this, off and on. I know we had some different things happen within the church and in their lives, and so we just did as we... One thing I have to realize is, listen, God's timing is his timing. It'll go when it'll go. And so there's no rushing the process. We just let it happen. And they will all stand here and agree with this. But we're thankful that Crystal spearheaded this whole thing up for them and kind of led them and directed them, however weird word she uses to describe how she needed it done. And so... And Lou helped in those areas too. And they both all, they just worked together so well to get this done. So thank you guys. I just wanted to honor you in front of everybody. It's not about them. It's about him. And God gave them an ability to do something great. So thank you guys. Thank you. We're just thankful for you guys. It's an amazing thing. What happens? I wanted to do that because that's what we do. We honor people. I think that's what God wants to do. He wants to honor people. And so excited about it. So basically on this whole thing, that God gave me this idea. Now, I've had some pretty crazy ideas, and some of them have been just way out there. And I know, like, okay, so the sheep are so loud today, God. And I love it. Keep it up, because you're going to need to be with me today. The thing is God laid something on my heart over a year ago. Almost a half ago. And he told me about this moment of mountain movers. And I just thought, holy junk. What if we build a mountain in here? And that is so crazy. That's a crazy idea. That doesn't make any sense. Because listen, I'll just say it like this. If I wasn't in this church and we were still over there in a storefront on 13th Street, that's where we come from, OG style, 13th Street, I'm still building a mountain in that building. I don't know how that was going to happen. He told us to build a mountain, and that's what we were going to do, whether we have a smaller building or not. I don't know how that would have looked. We probably would have been inside the mountain, basically. So I was going to build a mountain, and he told me to build a mountain. And so in that, I just let that set. I let that marinate. And like, God, how does that look? And then all of a sudden, God started to speak to me. And it all came from just being with family and talking about personal things that you struggle with and my prayer life. I'm like, God, I don't know. I don't have the answers. So in that, I pick up a guitar and I just start to play because I don't have the answers. And God gives me a song. And the song's called Mountain Movers. And that's where this whole thing came from. And we'll definitely be sharing that song soon. And I'll explain it even more later of why. And so in that, I started to figure out, okay, God, when is that going to happen? And if you've been with us for over a year, you understand where we've been and where what has been going on here. We've done Legos. We've had things all the way up to the ceiling. We've had emojis everywhere. We've done all kinds of crazy stuff. I love this building to be able to do some crazy stuff. And so the reality is in this is God told me about this. I have to set this up for you so you can understand. And we're about to get into it. And I hope you're buckled up and ready to roll. Because we're going to go, we're going to dig. And so, but I got to set it up because God gave it to me over a year ago playing the guitar. I was setting, I was praying, I was crying, I was all alone, and I was trying to figure out, God, I don't have any answers for the situations that are going on around me. And then this mountain mover started to happen. And he told me that we were going to do a mountain mover and that we're going to, the stage is going to be set. The visual is going to be there, but my glory is going to be there as well. And the reality of this is when God speaks something to you, you have to realize and understand that just because he said it doesn't mean it was going to happen then. If that was the case when David was anointed king, he would have been king in that moment. And so if I can encourage you, if anything, just on a side note, when God tries to speak to you, don't jump the gun. You find yourself in more trouble than anything, and then you say, well, God said, but did he tell you when? And so think about that in your life. So he tells us we're going to do it. Well, I'm always excited, and I'm like, you know, at first, I'm like, I'm going to, you know, when is it? Is that now? And I have to back up. I have to be careful. And the reality is so after that, what happened was I started to tell a couple people, hey, would it be crazy? Listen. Would it be crazy if we built a mountain in here? You know, I'm just like throwing it out there. You know, would it be crazy? I mean, God spoke to me and we're going to do this thing called Mountain Movers. It's probably not even going to happen this year. It'll probably be like in another year. I'm like, what? But would it be crazy if we try to build a mountain? Like, could we do it? And some of the people that I did tell got stirred up and kept saying, when are we going to build a mountain? Throughout the year and a half, when are we going to build a mountain? When are we going to build a mountain? Listen, let me tell you something real fast. And I want you all to hear me real close. When God tells you something, be careful who you tell. Because there's some people that don't want to suck the life out of you and don't want the dreams and visions and the direction God wants for you to go forth. Be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you talk to about intimate things, about the things of God. Because some people just won't get it. They won't understand it. Talk to those crazy people that have that craziness in them, that believe no matter what. That's the people you want to talk to. That's the people you want to stir it up with. Because if not, I could have talked to somebody and maybe somebody would have said, no, man, I don't know if that's going to be possible. We can't do that. There's no way. You know, maybe God just having you just speak a sermon and, you know, just put something on the screen. But I know what God said. And so here we are. And so in that moment, it comes to, and I get these guys right here. I said, we're going to build a mountain. And now you got to understand these people. Crystal sometimes is out in left field just going crazy. She has. Larry and Mark, they're not in a box, but they like things in order. That's just what they do. They build it well. They build it strong. It looks right. Lou tries to hold the glue together. She's got great ideas. She has ideas to build and do stuff. It isn't like she can't do it. I've seen her do stuff. But she's holding it together. And Crystal, she likes it, but she's like, throw a shoe here, put a shirt there. And so I brought them all together. I said, we're going to build a mountain. And they're like, you know, Crystal's like, whoa, yeah, about time, you know. And I can see Larry and Mark's wheels. And the first question, how much is that going to cost? And you're like, I ain't got that kind of money, you know. And so we got a game plan together. And we're like, I'm not going to do it yet. But see, God, I don't even know how that's going to be done because I don't think we can build a mountain in a week. And so God started downloading some stuff, and we're like, okay, let's get some bungee kind of string, and let's get a huge 100-foot tarp and put it across this metal beam, and then we have some people that, like got some foo-foo stuff and like to decorate, and they like it, and it's sequence sensation, and, you know, like, and, hey, I ain't complaining. It looked good. It looked good. It, like, you couldn't even tell, like, the tarp's nasty. It's just like, wow, look at that in the middle. So God laid it all out, and we had a game plan. We're like, okay, we got to do this. And then we left, and we're like, well, maybe we can talk to certain people and this and that and this and that and this and that and try to figure out how much this is going to cost us. We don't want to get into the account and really break the bank and this and that. And we got stuff we got going on, and we're trying to build the church, and we're trying to get this house in order. We're trying to do this legacy project. I know what he told me to do. And then everybody leaves, and Larry and Crystal's here, and Mark and Lou left. They left to go get things done. They just, okay, I'm going to go to Menards and see how much it's going to cost, see if they'll give me a discount, and blah, blah, blah. And I just said, listen, I started thinking, and God hit me with a reminder. We park cars across the street all the time over there. As soon as I got this property, they threw a key to me. It's the same week of them throwing a key to me, the neighbor threw a key at me. They said, look, we don't use this on Sundays. Park as many cars as you want. Here you go. Here's our property. Use it as long as you need. I didn't even know them at the time. Got to know them. Great people. But I said, oh, hold on. If you've ever parked over there, they have wood over there. Actually, a mountain of wood over there. And listen, I'm that kind of crazy guy. I'll ask about anything. Well, are they going to tell me no? That just means that, God, you didn't want it then. I'll go ask somebody else. I'm not afraid. I'm not like, oh, get all inward and insecure because you told me no. Who cares? I'll go somewhere else. But there's people that lose it over no. It's real simple. No. So I went, and he said, listen, Menards Distribution's right next door. And they said, we get all of their scraps. Now, mind you, their scraps are 6 foot, 7 foot tall scraps, like regular pieces of wood. He said, listen, take whatever you need for this project you're about to do. And our chipper's down. It's not even working right now. And it only chips for the red. And so we can't even use it right now. So whatever you need, it's yours. So just take whatever you need. Well, we could have made a plan. Well, here comes Crystal and Larry. They're just like, well, let's go now. We're like, well, okay, let's go. And so we loaded through wood. I climbed up on the mountain of wood. When you leave, look out there. There's still a mountain of wood out there. But God provided because we said yes. The moment you say yes is the moment. He's just got it all ready. The provision's ready. He just needs us to be proactive in it. He just say yes. Don't say, well, let me think about it. Don't let me overanalyze it. Don't, when you start thinking and overdoing stuff, all that provision just sitting there. But when you say yes, and you go by faith, it's already there. Everything we need, the world has for us. It's all stored up. It's all right there. And so we said yes, and then we started to build. And it has to be structurally sound because this season we're going on, we're going to be in for a little bit. And they've done a great job. And I just wanted to give you the heads up on this because where we're going, if you think about it, the last season we were in, we were talking about, can you believe we get to do this? We get to do this. We get together. We don't have to. We get to come to church. We get to love on people. We get to serve the Lord. We get to give. We get to. We don't have to. We don't have to. I get to go to work. I get to be a light. I get to make a difference.
I get to. And we talked about the Legacy Project and how that what God's trying to do, and people are financially supporting the church as we're going to get the lights finished and stuff, because it's real dark over there, and try to get everything set up so we can do this the right way and do the mics and everything. So bear with us with the sound, and you're like, man, the sound was crazy, or was it like good? You know, we don't know. We're up here, but stand up real quick, Isaac. Thank you for all your hard work setting the sound for this church. And where's his wife? Thank you for bearing with me. I keep pulling him. I'm sorry. But God's worked all that out because God is, he's so talented in those areas. And God has used him to help set some sounds. And so it's going to be different because we have more mountains on the stage to, and the sound's going to be a little different. Now, it was probably thumping for you. What I find funny about your thumping is that we'll go to a concert and get hyped for it, but then we come to church and we act like we can't. We got 15 subwoofers at a concert or a Elevation worship service or a, you know what I'm saying? And then when we come to church, we, Glenn, how are you serving, getting hyped for worship in that deal? And then at church, you're just like, oh. Man, give it all in all areas. Be consistent. Or be at the concert, be like, You know what I mean? Just be consistent. It's like, we're passionate about serving God. I don't care. We're going to lift him up. I'm sweating so bad, it's unreal. This is my exercise. Just deal with it. It's a struggle. But man, so we're here. We're in this moment. And God has called us in this legacy program. We're getting stuff done. And he told us at the beginning of the year, get pro. We're going pro. Proactive. Provision. And protecting it. And so when we get going, what happens is we start to move forward. We don't get going walking backwards. And as we get going moving forward, what's going to happen is there's situations that might just rise up in us. There's might situations that rise up around. And when we start to go, the enemy wants to come in like a flood. And sometimes he wants to present a mountain in your way. Because I'm telling you right now, when you can get a gather a lot of people together with one thing in mind, in one direction, that is a force to be reckoned with. Not even the gates of hell are going to stop it. A church so excited and so passionate after the things of God. Listen, I hope you just didn't come as a routine, because we don't do routine here. We come because we're ready to lift up the name of Jesus. We come because we want to see things happen. We come because we want to make a difference. We come because God said, don't forsake the gathering of the believers. We don't do routine here. We don't come just to sit and stand and sit. We come because we need to get moving. And what happens is that there's some mountains in our way that have to move. They have to move. If we're going to be proactive and provisions right there waiting for us and we have to protect this, we got to move the mountains that are in our lives or we won't go anywhere else. So Matthew 17, 20. If you have faith as small as the mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from there. And it would move. Nothing would be impossible for you. If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from there. And it would move. And nothing would be impossible for you. Move. And what's crazy is I'm thinking about this mustard seed. And this mountain, and I'm like, you're talking. Jesus is having a conversation and saying, look, if you can just have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell a mountain to move. And it's going to move. And you're like, well, what's that even mean? How's that look? You're telling me my faith could just be just real little? Like, how does that make sense? And what's crazy about the Word of God is the answers are all in it. How does that make sense? What's the mustard seed? What's that all about? Why would he say that? So if you read back in 13, chapter 13, he says this. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows into trees, and birds come and make nests in its branches. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And it's so hard to think that you could wrap your mind around the kingdom of heaven so it's so large. But he says, look, it's like a mustard seed. You just have to have faith as small as a mustard seed. Faith is used 270 times throughout the Bible. 270 times. And I want to say it like this. Faith and being a Christian go hand in hand. You can't have faith and not be a Christian. You can't be a Christian and not have faith. It says it in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. It's real simple. For it is by grace that I have been saved through faith. And this is not from ourselves. It is the gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I'm saved by grace through faith, not by my works. If these four would have came up here and just done it by their works and just boasted about it, they did it for the wrong reason. And you're not saved because look what I built. Just because you might have a different gift than that, just because you have those works doesn't mean you're saved. You're saved by grace through faith. Faith and Christianity go hand in hand. You can't separate it. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to move. See, salvation is not by works. It's not by religion. Salvation is not by religious affiliation. It's only by God's grace through faith. God's grace saved us. And we receive that salvation through faith. His grace saved us, and we receive the salvation through faith. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you right now, God is going to do something amazing. If you can just line it all up in your own self, he wants to use you. He has provision for whatever your needs are. And I'm telling you, this mountain movers, it's almost, we're going on a faith journey. But I'm telling you right now, if everybody got on the same page with faith, holy junk. I mean, you couldn't stop it. And what they said, and I hate to keep coming back to these. What they said as they built this, so we didn't even know what we were doing. We were just throwing stuff left and right, trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out how we were going to put this on here. And they look like huge boulders. I mean, they look like mountains to me. I don't know about you out there. That looks like mountains to me. You know this would have cost like 10 grand for somebody to come in here and build this. It would have been real expensive. If we got some amazing people in our church. And that was just four. Who else has gifts to bring to the table? But here's what happened. We're building something because we're going on a journey, and they're using their gifts to help preach a sermon, a series. But in the end, what I found out in the conversations and when it was done and we're trying to really just, you know, come together and excited, they even got me, listen, you know God's doing something in my own life when I didn't touch that dang thing. I didn't touch one bit of that mountain. Usually I got my hands in everything because I love getting involved. I don't have a problem. I'm not going to ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. And isn't like just out of guilt or anything. I just love doing stuff. I did not do one thing with that mountain. I didn't build one thing. They actually got me. They're like, okay, because you do this to people, so we're not going to allow you to come back here. And we're going to surprise you. And I'm like, oh. And you know what I had to do? I had to surrender to it. You know why? Because why put the people in your life around you if you don't trust them? And you just surrender and say, you know, God, you got their best interest anyway. And I trust them. I trust them with my whole heart. And so if that's the case, then I'm just going to go ahead and do that. Now, struggle was real. I'm human. Now, I didn't peak. You're like, oh, you probably peaked. Nobody's here, and you're here during the day. And I didn't peak. I didn't even look. But I was like a little kid at Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, some of y'all open gifts and rewrap them so you act like you didn't see it. But I didn't. But what I found out in all of this together, they said, our faith has risen. I mean, we built a mountain. What else could we build? I mean, anything smaller is just going to be smaller. What else can we build up here? And then you know how we do. We just start dreaming. Like, what if we build a whole set, like a house, where you can have stories like it was like Medea's thing, where it was like the upstairs, downstairs, and bedrooms, and they're going up and down. Why not dream? You're just glad I didn't open that door higher and raise that garage, because there'll be things coming in this place big. But it ain't over yet, is it? But what happens is when your faith starts to rise, I want to tell you real quick, because we're going to get into this whole series. When your faith starts to rise, it does something in you. But not just you. It does something in the people around you. It starts to stir it up. And when it stirs it up, it's just like, what? I believe. Yes, I believe. Can you guys? Yes, we can. I don't even know how, but I know we can. When you can start walking like that and thinking like that, things will start changing in your life. It will change so dramatically. How faith comes. How faith can help you. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to move. And what's hard with that sometimes is like, I don't know how to have that. I struggle with that. But how many know that there's some things that got to move in our personal lives? I don't care what you hide. I don't care what you do on your social media. Show your best and hide the rest. Listen, God knows the rest. Just letting you know. God knows the rest. But he wants to move something. Because he doesn't want you to repeat last year. He wants you to move forward. He wants you to go forward. And you have to line this stuff up. Because what happens is as we're trying to have faith, what happens is doubt starts to happen. And as soon as we start doubting, we're backing faith out. Tell a mountain to move, and it's gonna move. As small as a mustard seed. You know, I brought my mustard seeds. And I was playing like crazy over there. These suckers are all up in my pockets. They're just flying around in this room. But a mustard seed. Let's see if I can get one. I don't even know if I can do this. There it is. The other one's in my crack of my finger. That's cool. Anybody see that? Y'all need your eyes fixed. 2020. Come on. 2030. 3020. He says, if you have faith. Here, I'm sorry. I've got to come out here. You're good. What's up, bub? I love you. As small as this mustard seed. I mean, this thing is so small. It doesn't even, I don't even know where it went. Wait, there it is. No, that's not it. That's funny, isn't it? Because be careful what you pick up thinking that's the seed. Got to be careful because, I mean, if it's a small, it's delicate then. Because I can lose this real quick. I mean, I did real fast. I mean, if I got down there real close, like Home Alone, or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and he's hanging in the air. Anybody remember these shows? Come on, man. I'm not the only one that grew up. Disney Plus, okay. Okay. Disney Plus, guys, get that. But look, here, Sharon, just grab one. I don't even know if you can see this. Miss Jackie, I know you've had to have some seeds in your life. You grab two. That's cool. Here, just grab this. Just one hand. Not two. It's not even a huge amount. It's just a... Oh, okay, there's two. Look, just grab this. Oh, there's three in your hand. Oh, you got one taped here. Yeah, see, Debbie knows what's up. Debbie tapes them to paper. Look at this. I don't know. It's just there. I just want. I mean, anybody out here? Look. And it's organic, so it's, you know, it's holy. I got my organic. I got to go to. You know where I went? No, Kroger's. Oh, Fresh Thyme, they're just better. Whatever. Better in price? Okay. But a mustard seed is so small. Show me. I don't even know if that picture is even going to do justice. Can you see it? Like somebody passing stones or something. Like, but it's so small. And did you hear what the word said about it? That it's like the smallest seed and that it can turn into something great. Show us the next one. That little seed can turn into something like that. This little faith can start growing a garden that's going to help people. Help people a lot. Anybody else need a little seed? A little seed action? Oh, look at you. Making me want to come through here. I'm sorry. Here. There's just... Look, you dropped it. Okay. Girl, you're going to have to hold those... Close your hand. Okay, I can't even get through. You got a wall here, like Trump or something. Come on. Sorry, Jesus. Is there a baby in this? Sorry. Jesus, help me with my life. Look at this. I don't even know if you can grab that. Oh, there it is. Oh, there's one in the crack of my finger. Here, you grab it. Did you grab it? You see, you lost it. Oh, gosh, here. Look at this. There's just a couple here. Rod. Sweet. I'm trying to talk in this like it's a mic. I just want to just show you. I'm going to come over here real quick because I want to show you because I know we have these, and if you want to save them, I don't know, just share them with somebody. Put them on your salad or something. I don't know. Just maybe pass some around to somebody. You have one. That's awesome. It's actually on a... like medallion or something. I don't even know what I did here. I don't have here. Here, just like grab some. It's weird. Yeah, just grab one. I'm sorry I'm doing it like this, but I just wanted to show you. Like, I feel like that guy that does those one things and he's like, you ever seen those on YouTube where he's doing the seasonings? Okay, never mind. Here. This is wild. It's in my hand. It's just stuck in my hand. Okay, I'm good now. I'm good. The point I want to make to this is as small as a mustard seed, whoever cleans is going to hate me. I must hate myself then. As small as a mustard seed, he said, the smallest thing, show him again, the smallest thing will turn into this large amount. Listen, the sermon's not that long. I'm almost done with this whole thing. Because you want to come back next week. Because we're going to dig into this so deep. But this little mustard seed, This tiny little piece, if you plant this, it's going to be a large garden. And it's going to do great things. He says, listen, if you just have faith as small as a mustard seed. And he said, listen, the kingdom of heaven is just like this, just like a little mustard seed. That when you plant it, it starts to grow, and when it grows. But listen, how is it so far-fetched? And I hope everybody in here is, and if not, we can make that, we can talk about this later. But if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you had to have some kind of mustard seed faith. And realize that you were the mountain that moved. And somebody else was praying that that mountain, you, would move out of the way so Christ can dwell in your soul. You have mustard seed faith. But here, let me, can I get, I don't know how much I'm going to get on these notes. I just got to do it. This is huge. This is a problem. I can't get through here. Can I get personal real quick? I got to go. Sorry about the camera. Friday, my wife goes to the ER. And she's crazy. She's up here singing and getting lost in God's presence and just getting it. And we struggled to just come to church, and she was almost dying. We sat in the ER for 12 hours Friday. Some kind of pain, some issues, finding out things about kidneys and stuff. And I know that's personal stuff, love, but I got to make a point. I'm writing this sermon, writing portions of this sermon in the ER. And all I can think about is I got to move a mountain. I have to move a mountain. There's got to be, I got to move a mountain. I'm writing this as I'm sitting there watching her lay on this bed. I got to move a mountain. I got to move a mountain. And the basis of this came from a personal thing with my own personal health, dealing with stuff in my own life. And it's right in front of me. And I'm like, how do I get through this? I want to say something to you real quick so you can see this for yourself. What does that mountain represent to you? Is that mountain, is this your finances? Is this your marriage? Is that your friendships? Is that your health? What does this look like to you? Yeah, that's mountains, and that was cool, and we built it. But what does it represent to you when you look deep inside yourself? And the struggles you have, the anxiety, the depression, the stuff you deal with. What does those mountains look like? What does it look like? You know I'll try to climb this thing. I got in a baby bed once. But when you're so close to it, it's so impossible. How do I get through this? I'm struggling with depression. I'm struggling with anxiety. My bills are a mess. I ain't got good friends. My friendships are tore up. I'm so close to it. What do? You know what God told me? Change your perspective. Let me read a perspective real quick so you can get to Ryan's for lunch. A particular attitude towards or a way regarding something, a point of view. Your attitude towards or regarding something, a point of view. You have to change your perspective. And a year and a half ago when I did this and God gave it to me, I've paced the floor here. Wondering how would it look like when I start this. And God gave me something. He said, listen, there was no mountains here. He said, but here's the problem. We get too close to it. And we have to change the perspective. So, if I could just, I'm sorry, I'm hurting your necks. If I can just scoot back far enough Maybe I can make that mountain look like this mustard seed from back here. You ever been in an airplane and everything looks small from up there? And it looks like, wow, I could do that. Maybe you just need to scoot back far enough so that it can add up to a mustard seed. Just keep scooting back. Now listen, scooting back doesn't mean you're defeated. Scooting back doesn't mean you're retreating. You have to change your perspective, because when you line it up, that mountain to that mustard seed, you're like, I got this. Oh, that's going to go. I got this. No, that ain't that. That's not that big anymore. I was so swallowed up by it because I was so close to it that I couldn't do anything else. But when I scooted back, and whatever one looks like the one that's been in my life, I can see it. It can fit as the mustard seed fit. I can see it from there. When I let my mountain be the size of my mustard seed from a distance, I know when I come close to it, I just got to remind myself I've already seen it as a mustard seed. You got to tell your mountains to move. They have to move. Your perspective, you have to back up a little bit. Some of you are so consumed with your mountain, your identity, everything about you, the things that you are seriously struggling with so bad. They're so right in your face, and I don't know how to do this. And when they're in your face, how do you let your spouse in to help you? How do you let anybody godly in your life to help you when you're wrapped up in this? How? I don't know how. I can't get out of this. I'm just back up. Back up. Back up for a minute. Back up a little bit. Just back up. Look at it. Now reassess. Look at it and say, move! Mountain, move! Say it with me. Mountain, move! Mountain, move! Don't just say it, feel it. Mountain, move! What is it? Finances, move! Depression, move! Suicide thoughts, move! Anxiety, move! You got to start believing in what you're reading. Move! Marriage problems, move! Say move. No, say move! Yeah. You feel that? See, when you can live like that and you have that, whew. Listen, I ain't here to hype you up. This ain't hype time. Okay, that was a good session. No. You know why? Because what happens is when you leave here, you still got to shout it. I mean, we're going to shout it together. I'll hold your arms up. And listen, somebody's got to hold mine. Just because I'm a pastor don't mean I don't struggle and have issues. Please believe. Quit putting me on a pedestal. I'm just a man. So I got to say that to myself. I got to sit in a hospital room and fight and write at the same time. Mountain, move. Mountain, move. And see what happens when a mountain starts to move, there's a sound. Because when the sound starts to shake, the problem is that we don't hear anything. And if you're not hearing anything, nothing's moving. We got to start hearing the sound of a rumbling. Because what happens, listen, what happens when things start to move, it just doesn't affect you. Do you hear it? Do you hear the rumbling? Do you hear it? Can you? Can you hear a rumbling? Because if you don't, nothing's moving. And just because it's rumbling doesn't mean it ain't all the way gone yet, but it's starting to break up because your faith's starting to be risen. It's starting to rise up. And I'm not doing the cabbage patch, but I'm just trying to tell you, it's rising up. The faith is rising up. And God's trying to do something. So move! Move! You got to get that in your spirit. Because listen, it just doesn't affect you. Because when something moves and you hear the sound of it, it turns the gaze of anybody, those whosoever, the ones that don't, those anti-Christian, whatever it is, everybody turns towards it. And the glory of the Lord is risen to all. When things start moving. What's that sound? What's that sound? Because when it moves, it shifts our attention to it. And God will do anything He can to turn the head of people. All they have to do is turn their head just a little bit towards Him. And if they can just meet Him eye to eye, it'll change everything. So don't get so consumed with who you are. Maybe your struggle is for the bigger picture because your family's going to get saved. Your best friends are getting saved. The people around you at work's getting saved. God, if I have to go through this struggle so their heads can turn when this mountain moves, so be it. It's your perspective. How do you look at it? Do you look defeated? Do you look like you can't do it? God is raising up an army. You heard me last week say it. I said it last week. It's time to move. I said it last week. Do you hear it? God has got this thing going on, this drum going on. He's got this sound going on. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? This perspective has to shift. So whatever I'm dealing with has to move. Marriage problems, move. You know, I keep struggling. I drink too much. Move! I've tried to quit smoking. Move! Why let something keep having you? Just cut it out and move. Be just what it is. I am consumed with this. I'm going to change. I'm not letting anything else get in my way. Move! Because when you don't, you dab in everything else. Listen, I've done it with things that have cussing and different things like that in my own personal life. Listen, God's going to convict how He convicts in everybody's life. But I had to choose for myself. I can't just give the excuse, well, I just can't. Well, it's just too hard. No. No. That's a poor excuse. What I find out in this room, there's some fighters in this room. It says, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And when somebody's weak, guess what? Somebody else can be strong. And you know why? Because He's strong in them. So when we're weak, He's strong. And if He's strong, and if God lives in me, then if I'm strong, He's strong. Does that make sense? So if you're weak, somebody's going to help pick it up. Come on, move. You can do this. You can do this. Depression, you got to go. You got to go. Debt, please leave. Please believe. You got to go. But we can't put doubt in the way of it. We can't have doubt just clouding it. Change your perspective. See, here's the thing, though. It says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move, and it'll move. So what God is trying to tell you is, say something. Why are you being quiet? Why are you so quiet about it? You got to talk. And now you might be thinking, like, this is weird. This is probably weird. Man, God's weird. I mean, who slaps mud in somebody's eye? You got to move. He uses animals to bring food to somebody. That's weird. He tells a donkey to talk to the guy on his back so he don't get killed. That's weird. Talks to me. That's weird. When you finally just get enough's enough, now you guys don't get it. Like we sit here sometimes, I think like some of you are really getting it. Some of you are just kind of like, eh. Please somebody snatch up one of your children and see what happens with you. Anybody going to fight? Anybody going to rise up? Something goes wrong with somebody in your family and it's serious. And anybody going to stand up? Anybody going to, you see what I'm saying? It's got to be like that. Devil, no. This mountain's moving. And it's that kind of like, not like that you're mad. You're just mad at the enemy because you've stayed so long in front of this mountain. If God be before me, who's against me? But if you're still hugging the mountain and God's over here, hey, come on. Come on, I'm trying. I just can't get through. Come on, just have faith. Just as small as a mustard seed. It ain't even that big. I mean, it's way smaller than this. Just say it. Just say it. Don't doubt it. Just say it. How many times did that happen with the disciples? When it was just something. When we couldn't do it. He's like, how long am I going to put up with you? Jesus was a thug, man. He's crazy. He's like, how long am I going to put up with you? Because the reason he's saying all this stuff is he's saying this. I'm not going to be here long. I need you to represent me and stand in my place to live this life and to move something. Whether it's yourself or somebody with you. Start speaking it. Quit doubting it. Get that all out of your mind. Quit doubting these things. You got to say it. You got to speak to the mountain. Speak to the things that are bothering you. Here's the thing. Don't ignore it like it doesn't exist. That's the problem. We bury it so long, and guess what happens? It comes up. Because it always says, what's in the darkness comes to the light. We bury it so long. He's saying, speak to the mountain. So whatever that mountain is, you're going to have to start talking to this thing. Whatever it is. I don't care if it's drugs. Drugs, you got to go. I'll see you later. Can't have it anymore. Move. Pornography. You ain't got my marriage. You ain't got my life. You got to go too. Move. We forget that we deal with real things. I think that's what happened to the church, though. It almost tried to bury a lot of stuff instead of just actually talking about it. And God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I've heard it all growing up. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Well, He is. Don't get me wrong on that. But it's time to talk about those things that are mountains in our life, because He said when you speak to it. So when Adam, God stoops down and creates Adam, He spoke everything else into existence except the human being. He formed it with His hands. He took the time to mold and shape. And I know some of you will be like, why did He just give me this, though? I don't want this. I mean, why is this there? You know, like, God, You could have took that away. That's crazy. He formed you. And let me just be real about it from the heart. He doesn't desire for you to struggle like you're struggling. He doesn't desire for you to put on that fake smile and hide behind all that stuff you're hiding behind. He wants you to just be transparent. He wants you to speak to that thing. He wants you to be free. He created you free. Free bird, man. He was free. But He wants you to be free. But He speaks, so He creates Adam, and then in that He says to Adam, listen, I need you to speak to these things I created. I need you to speak to the things that I spoke to. And I need you to name them. He said, listen, I'm giving you authority over all this. And then when Jesus comes on the scene, He's like, look, not only that, you get keys. Keys to the kingdom. And I'm giving you authority. So that what you say is going to make changes. So then He says, if you just say to the mountain, move. So you need to speak to the things that are in your life that you struggle with. Because our words are powerful. Has anybody in this room been hurt by words? You know what I mean? We all have. And then if we actually really looked at it, we hurt people too. We have to speak to these things. Say it one more time. Mountain, move! What does it look like to you? What is it? You have to change it. He wants you free. He wants you set free. Stand with me. We're going to pray. He wants you to live a better life. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say it like this. You won't want to miss these sermons that are coming up. As we get deep into this, as we start to understand what faith is, and that little mustard seed faith, how that works, what we can do, with our lives. I'm telling you right now, God wants to use you, and the only thing hindering you is you. Because you got to get these things in order. You got to line them up. Have you ever been around somebody that just is what they would call Debbie Downer?
Wah, wah, wah.
And they're just, everything's bad. Everything's worse than your situation. Everything's negative. Your dog died, but their cat died because their dog ate it. You know, like it's just like a step further. It's like, what the heck happened? It's always, you cough, they cough. Oh, man, I feel sick too. Oh, my God. You have to cover for me. God wants you to surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you, lift you up. But listen, not tickle your fancy, but to be real with you, to keep you accountable. Because we're better together. And listen, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's just not a go-to, like, woo! Live that. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can say, mountain, move! And I want to say it like this. Maybe you come up here and maybe you're wondering, like, well, why does people come up here to get prayer? I think some of the reason why people get up, like, up this way, because, listen, I've been to churches where they got these wooden things with pads, altars or whatever. They make altars. God will alter you wherever he wants to alter you, you know what I'm saying? But I think sometimes by taking a step of faith, you already are starting to declare, move! I'm not even saying you need to come up here. I don't want you up here. You're like, that's mean. You're so mean. I'm out of here. You offended me now. Jesus, wait till I read you what Jesus said. He had Christian cuss words. They were crazy. But what I want you to think about is this. No matter how many times you come up here, like, I need to have faith as small as a mustard. I need to tell this mountain to move. Listen, don't stop coming up here. And you're like, well, man, I've been up here as we go through this journey. Man, I've been up here like 5 times. Like, I need to have more, I need faith as small as a mustard. I got this situation. I keep coming up and it's the same still, same problem. Listen, please hear me. As you keep activating your faith to come, things are shifting. And it might just be that last time you come that actually your doubt drops, your faith rises, your fear is defeated, and it's the moment it completely happens. Don't be afraid of the altar. I come just because I want to worship Jesus. I don't care if it's like, hey, you need saved. I'm coming up here. It's not that I need him daily. I want him. So don't be afraid of the altar. Don't be afraid that, like, man, I keep coming up here for the... And I'm trying, and I'm really trying to focus. Your faith, you don't realize, is being activated when you start walking in it. And keep coming. I'll say it like this. If you have faith as small as a mustard, you can tell the mountain to move. Here's the thing. What about all of our friends? How about the seats next to you that could be filled with your friends or family or coworkers? Do you have the faith to open your mouth and bring them here to Remnant Church? Because if you don't and you're still sitting in the same seat with the same people, you have doubt. Well, I don't know. Like I said, there's so many people. If one tells me no, that's fine. Somebody else is going to tell me yes. I'm going to do whatever I can. But I'm telling you right now, I want to leave you with this. I want you to think about this. Because these mountains, they ain't going anywhere. This series, this journey, I don't even want to say like a series, but this whole journey we're on, it's going to be incredible. I promise, it is going to be mind-blowing. But for a little while, we got to get these mountains out of our way before we can even try to climb a mountain. Isn't that wild? So I'm going to tell you, this week, think about these things. We know, because God, what happens is there's a conviction. And I'm not saying you can't come to the altar. I'm just saying, listen, if you want to talk to somebody after this is done, I'm just going to leave it as a challenge. But I know for a fact there's a conviction inside of us that says, listen, I know what I'm dealing with. Maybe I'm dealing with anxiety. Maybe I'm just dealing with trust because I don't trust nobody. Because every time I try to put myself out there, somebody hurts me. So I have trust problems. And I've created a mountain. What do they say in those one moments where they're like, man, I'll move mountain, I'll move heaven and earth to get to that, whatever. I'll move a mountain to get to that. That's what God wants you to do. Move something. Are you going to fight for it, or is it just a routine? Like, hey, it's just Sunday. It's beautiful out. We're going to open windows and air it out, and it's going to be 60 degrees, which is awesome. I love it. But God is more concerned about your soul and about these things being defeated, done. Don't let these things defeat you anymore. You're an overcomer. So all you have to do is say, mountain, move. And keep him the center of your life. This whole faith journey is going. And we're going to continue to go on this. Let's pray. God, I've said what you told me to say. And we're about to dig deep into this. I pray that as we start this faith journey, God, that people really start seeing this thing unfold. They start really seeing what's about to happen. God, there's over 5,000 people just waiting for us to show up across town in the next couple months at the fairgrounds, God. God, I pray that whatever needs to happen, happens. Because, God, let them realize that their provision is just on the other side of that mountain. And they don't have to keep walking around it. They can just tell it to move and walk through it. That what you have in store for them, their answers, all the stuff they have, they just got to get those things and just fully rely on you, God. That was your heart's desire when you created us. That we fully just rely on who you are. And we don't question anything and we don't doubt and we just say, yes, it is so. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do in this season that we're in. I pray you touch them, God, whatever these mountains are that are in our lives, that we start speaking to them. And when we come back together, we're going to shake this place up. And we're going to make an impact because we can't do anything else until we move the mountains so we can go help everybody else. We got to start moving these mountains. You got big plans in store for us this year that are going to only be by faith, because none of it that you've showed me makes any sense, and it scares the everything out of me. But only by faith, God, I can follow you. And God, I can't do this alone, so I hope and pray that these mountains start moving so that we can keep fighting, because we are going to be a force to be reckoned with as we help make an impact in our city. In Jesus' name, amen. Mountain movers, take pictures.